sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on the faith of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I'm going to add to State Representative Jim DeSanta. He represents the 29th House District. We're going to get him on the phone here shortly. Having some technical difficulties with Teams, but we will make it work. One way or another, technology, you love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't, but we'll make this happen. One way or another, we will definitely make this happen. So bear with me one second here. I'm going to try to get into a phone conversation with him. Let's see. Let's do it this way. Oh, man. Technology. Ugh. Thought I had it all worked out. He's having problems logging in. Can't get connected to the studio, but again, we'll make it happen. So here we go. Let's see. Jim DeSanta. Let's get his number here. Okay. Hopefully this will work, and we will have him on the show here shortly, being able to add him into the call right now. Jim. Okay. Let's see. Try this again. Try it this way.
Hi, this.
Okay, let's do it with this phone. Okay, there he is. Jim, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Good, good, good. Well, it's not Teams, but we're going to try to do this with our boombox. Greatly appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Hey, Jim, for the listeners, tell us a little bit about you, a little bit about your bio. What district do you represent? Where is it in the state of Michigan?
I represent District 29. Detroit Metro Airport is the center of my district. So I am, it's right in the middle. You go 10 miles north of Metro Airport, 15 miles south of Metro Airport. That's my district. Taylor, Romulus, Huron Township, New Boston, Ash Township, Carlton, Monroe, Frenchtown Township, a highly gerrymandered district.
Oh, yeah. With that new redistricting commission, man, they screwed that district up big time.
Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, run by Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the district worked well for me. I grew up downriver in Wyandotte. My wife and I, about 37 years ago, moved out to a farm in Monroe County. We have 8 children, 4 boys, 4 girls, and we've lived in the little town of Carlton out in the country, and I am in the southern part of my district in Monroe County. My district has more of Wayne County than Monroe County, and so if you know those towns, you know where my district is. I spent 37 years in the fastener manufacturing industry for Michigan company that makes rivets and bolts and nuts and out just traveling all over Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. And when COVID hit and my son's high school rowing season was shut down, I said, somebody's got to do something. And that motivated me to run for office. My state rep was term limited and ran for state senate. So I ran for state rep and defeated Alex Garza, a two-term incumbent Democrat, very liberal guy. And I was the only one to win that year.
Okay.
As many of you know, 2022 was a bad year for Republicans.
For Republicans. Hey, Jim, we're heading into a short 3-minute break. Can you stay through the break with us?
Yes.
Okay, Jim.
Sure.
Again, Jim DeSanta, state representative for District 29. Short break. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is State Representative Jim DeSanta from the 29th House District down in Lansing. Jim, you put out a video about you not being in caucus voting, that you were going to abstain from voting until certain bills that you're supporting and wanting the House Republican Majority Speaker Matt Hall in your caucus to take up. Why don't you explain that entire video to the audience?
Well, last Thursday, I was going to be the 56th man, which I have typically been from time to time. And we don't really have a strong agenda right now, a strong conservative agenda right now. We're in a period of time where we are at an impasse with the Senate Democrats. So we're looking for things to do, I guess, is the best way to describe it. We're looking to show that we're getting things done. And as you can imagine, from a conservative perspective, those things that we look to get done don't have anything to do with a conservative agenda. So I decided to put out this video just explaining to my supporters and the people who listen to me why I'm taking the stand. And so a lot of these conservative priorities have been shelved. They've been buried in committees that don't meet. They've been put off so far off into the future, as one would say, will they ever get a hearing in a committee, let alone a vote on the floor? Instead, last week we were being brought in to vote for a bill to ban cell phones in schools from a state level. Now, while that may be a good thing, not to have a cell phone in a school, I don't know that we need a state law. And that bill fell short by 3 votes. I knew that it didn't have enough support in our caucus. And so that vote fell short. And then we had another vote on setting up some bureaucracy for the mental health system. And I was against that as well, because it was just creating more government. So I said, why are we coming in for these? And as a result, we stayed there for 7 hours from 12 noon until about 7:30. And I just have said, I'm a no vote on all of these until we can get conservative priorities on the docket. Doesn't mean we have to vote on them tomorrow, but we need to have a plan to take some of these up. For instance, my number one thing is repeal of our red flag law that we passed in the last term. We now have a Republican majority in the House, and the repeal and the committee hearings and the repeal for red flag are so far off in the distance as to not even really be real. We gave $1.7 billion to cattle in Marshall, Michigan, and yet we cannot take a vote on cutting $1.5 billion in property taxes, the state 6-mil SET, state education tax, which is 6 mils on homesteads. I would like to vote on that, and I have a bill, John, just that. And I would like to just have a vote, have a committee hearing, and have a vote. And the reply is it's asking too much, and yet we're $5 billion apart right now with the Democrats. They're somewhere up in the $86 billion range, and we're somewhere in the $81 billion range. So in a $5 billion difference, we can't find $1.5 billion to offer property tax relief to our people. And so I also have a vaccine freedom bill that got buried in a committee, government operations committee. That's not going to get a hearing, not going to get a vote. And that bill has 31 co-sponsors. Oh, and by the way, Trucker Randy, the red flag repeal has 24 co-sponsors.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we also have a bill that would legislate against men entering women's bathrooms. I'm a co-sponsor on that bill. That bill has not gotten a hearing. And so these are my priorities. I come from the conservative side of the spectrum, and I'm not bashful about saying that. And I believe we have a lot of conservative members in our body, and somebody's got to speak up, and I guess it's going to have to be me.
Well, Jim, on that point, as I watched your video and you mentioned these four very specific conservative bills, and like you say, numerous co-sponsors on a couple of them, the thing of it is, and I've been yelling and screaming about this forever, look at what the Democrats did when they took control with Joe Tate as the speaker, took back the Senate with Winnie Brinks as the Senate Majority Leader. Did you guys see how they operated? Did you guys see how they rammed their agenda policy items through? Didn't even let you guys speak. Didn't even let you guys put up any amendments. They just ramrodded everything that they wanted through. Well, now that we have the Republican majority 58-52, it's time that we start standing up and passing things in the House, force it to go to the one-seat Senate, Democrat-controlled Senate, see if we can get a Democrat or two to flip with the Republicans and pass it there. But then bottom line, send it to this Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and have her veto it or sign it or something. But my God, you got to make something look like something's happening, that you guys are doing something other than just working on this stupid budget.
Exactly, Randy. And I think that when you look at your point is well taken. The Democrats were not worried about their vulnerable members when they rammed their agenda through. They were not worried about people like Reggie Miller down here by me, her being in a 50-50 seat. They said, you're going to vote for this. You're going to vote for these windmills. You're going to vote for these solar panels, even though it was wildly unpopular in her district.
Sure.
And she barely won re-election as a result, but she won. And so when we talk about this type of strategy, I always wonder, if we're always going to be nervous about people who are in 50-50 districts, will we ever take up a conservative mantle? Will we ever push conservative ideals? The excuses that are made are, well, this is going to hurt a vulnerable member because this is not a popular issue in their district. They could advertise against them based on red flag repeal. There are some districts where, they're not strong pro 2A districts. They're 50-50 districts, although I do believe that being pro Second Amendment is a great, defense. It's a great stance to take no matter where you're at in the state of Michigan. It's a big issue for me, and I cannot shirk back from that defense, and I can't really even abide by a member telling me this is dangerous to me. I'm like,
yeah.
This is dangerous to our society.
Right.
Our entire society is endangered by these types of laws. Why,
Jim,
would we not reverse these?
Jim, just so you know, many of our fun shoots and pig roasts that we put on throughout the year, every summer, well, do you know how many Democrats come to our Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast just because of our Second Amendment stance, the gun ranges are open? A lot of Democrats are pro Second Amendment. They can't use that argument in caucus. You got to stand up and say, folks, Democrats are pro Second Amendment, a lot of them, just like we are. And this red flag law will have support with Democrat support. Michael Weber, and the senator in Rochester Hills, is not going to lose his race next year because he votes for red flag laws in the Senate.
100%. My district is very blue collar, a lot of auto workers. I have the highest percentage of independents of any district in the state. That number is up in the 40% range of self-identified people who don't, they're not strong Republican, not strong Democrat. They work in auto factories. They're plumbers. They're electricians. They're carpenters. A lot of them identify more towards the blue-collar working side of the spectrum. And I knocked 5,000 doors in my district, and the self-defense and the right to bear arms is right at the top.
Absolutely.
And so I think your best poll is when you're out talking to people, and I do believe that people believe that the right to bear arms, the right to defend yourself, the right to defend your home is paramount. And it's a pillar of our American freedom, and to shy away from it, I think is a huge mistake on our part.
Absolutely.
And that's why I'm trying to just buck our fellow members up and say, we can do this, guys. This is not a losing issue. People may get discouraged from time to time when they think that the tide in the society is maybe we would say anti owning a firearm, But just look at what happened in Traverse City, and I'm sure you've talked about it on your show.
Yep.
A man with a gun, a law-abiding citizen with a gun, stops a man with a knife who had stabbed 11 people. And if you watch the video, and I watched it, he actually emboldened unarmed citizens to jump into the fray to help catch the guy.
Yep.
And as soon as the gun was turned on the perpetrator, the situation was resolved.
Yep.
And
until the police got there within a couple of minutes, and they thanked the guy and the citizens. One guy, barefooted, basically went around the guy and backed him into a car and said, "We're staying here until the cops get here." Saved the day. And it was only because that black Marine had a firearm and put a stop to the whole thing.
I saw the video. People had shopping carts.
Yes.
They had shopping carts. They were going to hit the guy with a shopping cart. But ultimately, what did the guy respect?
A gun.
A man with a firearm.
Yep.
A man with a firearm who was serious about defending himself and his fellow citizens. So, red flag, bad law. We already had civil commitment laws. And we could look at this gentleman up in Traverse City, crazed, psychotic. He was in the mental health system.
Yep.
And there were some civil commitment, I believe. I read the story. He was actually institutionalized. We have civil commitment laws. We do have laws on the books where they can hold somebody if they're psychotic. You do not need to seize an entire family's firearm collection just because their five-year-old son said something weird in the kindergarten class. That happened in Michigan.
Right. Absolutely.
And if you look at the red flag law, it's unnecessary. It denies people their constitutional right to due process. It is unconstitutional. It's an illegal law. We can yell from the highest hilltop till we're blue in the face, but until we as Republicans stand up and vote in our chamber to repeal this law, everything else is just chatter, in my opinion. We're not being serious unless we're willing to put a vote in the chamber and say, we repeal this law. And to your point, yes, Michigan Senate, you must now repeal this law. And then that's on them if they choose not to.
Exactly. Pass it in the House, force them to vote against it or possibly pass it in the Senate, and then get this governor on record so everybody in the state of Michigan knows where she stands, and we know what you guys are doing for us. We appreciate the effort. If they don't want to pass in the Senate, or they do pass it and she won't sign it, well, at least everybody in the state of Michigan knows where everybody stands.
I mean, we're not going to surprise anybody here this morning to say that the House Republicans and the Senate Democrats and Governor Whitmer, we are far apart. Philosophically, we're far apart even right now with our budget.
Yeah.
Everybody is wondering what's going on in Lansing. We just are far apart. We're not.
Yep.
The Democrats don't negotiate in good faith.
Yep.
And so we have priorities that and I agree with a lot of these priorities.
Yes.
We have priorities that we want to fund.
Yep.
as a body.
Yep.
And the Senate won't even take up.
Yep.
Our bill.
Hey, Jim,
so,
we got to go.
Yep.
To a bottom of the hour hard break. We appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Stay strong, brother, and keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Randy. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Take care.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.